Would you date a cheater? I'm Jamie Waxman, and this is Playgirl's Sex Pod, broadcasting from PlayGirlTV.com or JamieWaxman.com. That's JamieWaxman. Or anywhere you might find us on some podcast networks or something. And, oh, that's the question of the day. But before I get to the question of the day, and there are some other questions of the day as well, I want to let you know about Playgirl TV. Playgirl TV is some of the hottiest, I kind of like that word, the hottiest, sexiest, naughtiest, dirtiest, maybe not all those things all in one, but because I guess dirty depends what your definition of dirty is, but Playgirl TV is some of the hottest, sexiest video out there for women and couples, especially. It's great fodder for your night together, and it's visual and oral stimulation for you. And you can find it on your local cable provider. If you don't see it on the adult-only video on demand section, then you should ask for it by name, Playgirl TV. And I apologize if my P's keep popping. I don't know if they are, but I hear them in my headset, so I'm going to assume they are. And I'm going to try and change that for you. But yes, check out Playgirl TV. And if you're not in the United States, you can also check out Playgirl TV. You are not excluded by logging on to your local cable provider or going to PlayGirlTV.com and saying, I want my Playgirl TV. Very bad impression of, not really sure what type of accent we're talking about there. So I'm Jamie Waxman, sexplorer, sex educator, recently graduated master's in sex education. What do you do with a master's in sex education, one might ask? Basically what I'm doing now. I write about sex. I read about sex. I talk about sex. I explore sex. And I even have a boyfriend. Go figure. So yes, that's what you do with a degree in sex education. Other people teach young children, but that's not the route I've gone. Or you can teach not so young children, depending on where you live. Of course, here in the United States, it's hard to teach any children because of abstinence-only education. But that's another story, not for today. Today, a couple of things I want to talk about. Where do you meet guys? Would you date a cheater? Eventually and over time, I'm going to get some interviews going on the site, so it's not just me blah, blah, blahing. But, you know, I can do it. I like to chalk, and I like to talk. I said that already, though. I thought I just said I like to chalk, so I figured I'd say it again. I like to talk, and I like to talk without editing my stuff. So if you notice, I might sound like a fool one moment and cool the next, and that's a rhyme, and yes, I'm not a mime. And I may not be all that funny to you, but I'm funny to me. It's because I believe that although we can, you know, go back and make our podcasts all pretty, it's nice to have that real feel when it comes to podcasting, just like in radio. And to me, this is as real a feel as you get. The unedited, uncensored Playgirl's Sex Pod. Remember, PlayGirlTV.com. Check it out for all your local erotic needs. Okay, so I asked this question because in the New York Times this weekend, there was a small clip in the business section. I'm just going to read it verbatim, meaning word for word, and then we'll go back. Love hurts. Proving it can be as hard-hearted as anyone, Men's Health has calculated that it will cost a man $10,471 to have an affair. Among the expenses you might not think of, $264 for a gym membership. I wonder if that's by month or by year, because here in New York, that would probably be a two-month gym membership. And $163 for a blood pressure medication. Again, I guess that's if you have health insurance. Additionally, J.L. Zagorski, a scientist at Ohio State University, who is the lead author of a study that appeared in the Journal of Sociology, said, besides splitting assets and paying lawyers, men who divorce have less incentive to work. The upshot is that the $10,471 figure may be low. Ooh. So I guess there's a couple of things here about the fine art of romance and love, and then we'll end this on a happy note. But I guess the first one is, would you date a cheater? And you can take this from both angles. Would you be the person knowingly involved with a person who's in a relationship? And would you be somebody who would date somebody who has admitted to cheating, and that usually connotes lying and deceiving another sexual partner. And, you know, it's really hard to say, I guess, in any situation what you would or wouldn't do, because while you might not like me for admitting this, I have been the other woman. Of course, my situation was a lot less dire than I think a lot of situations out there where a person is married and has children and a family and a career and a life that can be destroyed by going outside the boundaries of whatever the marriage has agreed upon or the relationship has agreed upon and really, you know, breaking the trust factor there. Mine wasn't good, but it wasn't that involved. I was dating a man who was dating another woman. They weren't living together. They weren't even on the same coast for a while for the 2 of the 3 months of our relationship. And then the last month, they weren't in the same city. They were both young, no financial bearings or assets, no children, no marriage, no engagement ring. It was still not right. And ethically now, a few years later, would I do it again? I hope not. I think I wouldn't get involved in that situation. But on that, you know, would you date a cheater? Email me through the Playgirl TV website or on my own website at jamiewaxman.com. You'll find email addresses either on my blog page or on my contact page, and they'll both get to me that way. And if you have dated a cheater, what are the reasons? I mean, it's also karma. What goes around comes around. And I often think now I'm in this fantastic relationship with a loving man, and maybe one day, you know, I don't like to think he'd stray, but if he did, could I be upset with him based on what has happened in my past relationship? I want to say I think I could be upset with him. And the reason being that we're very open. And so I'd like to think that we would be able to talk about the fact that we needed to be with somebody else or we've met somebody else, and that we wouldn't necessarily come to the point where we couldn't bring this up. But who knows, you know, I guess there's a certain point in certain relationships where it just goes beyond words and you don't know how to communicate what it is you need or want. And things get so bad that maybe there's no place else to go. But there's still, and you know what, I just gave up an excuse for someone to cheat that I think is wrong. I don't think you should cheat. I think if you're not happy in a relationship, you need to talk to your partner, let them know what's going on, lay it on the table. Look at ways to change the situation if you're willing to work on change. And if you're not willing to work on change, look on ways to end and resolve whatever matters you need to end or resolve in the most adult and friendly manner possible, if that is at all possible. But I don't think you should justify what's going wrong in one relationship by seeking out another relationship. And I think, you know, as a woman who, like I said, has been on both ends of it now, well, yeah, I was cheated on too, but it was never in a very important relationship. Well, what defines important, I guess, too. But it was never in a relationship that had much meaning for me. Still, I just think ethically it's not cool. And there are relationships that do work. Read The Ethical Slut if you're looking for a book about open relationships that do work. They can work. I'm not saying they always work. But at least if you're thinking about cheating, it's worth a try. And if you're willing to spend at least $10,471 to have an affair, then you might be willing to at least give that money to your partner, move on with your life, and, you know, see what else you can pick up and do. But I don't know. And what if, here's the opposite side of the coin. You're in a relationship and you've asked your partner, have you ever cheated? Now, do you really want to know if your partner's cheated? And if they answer yes, does that make you feel insecure? And what do you do with that information? You know, I'd like to, in the next podcast, discuss, maybe we could even do it this one, but we'll see. In the next one, if not this one, discuss the numbers game when it comes to sex. So if you want to email me prior to my next podcast, I podcast for Playgirl TV every 2 weeks. I will be podcasting more regularly. Check my website at jamiewaxman.com to find out where and how and why. But I say a lot too. Did you notice? Anyway, I'm trying to be very conscious of this because I have a little bit of a speech. I did it again. I have a little bit of a, is that kind of count too? It might. So I'm just going to, I like to listen to people's speech patterns. And I like to kind of figure out what they say a lot. And what they don't say a lot. And I know I say a lot. Okay. So would you date someone if they told you in their past relationship they cheated? I think if this comes up and you are with somebody who says, yes, I've cheated, it's not necessarily I'm going to close the door on your face. Number one, some people do learn from past mistakes, and there may have been some things going on in either their lives or the lives of the person that they were with at the time that for them justified what had happened. And, you know, different time, different space, different place, you're now not the same person that you were 5 years ago, 3 years ago, maybe even a month ago. And that being said, you can learn from a past experience, even if it's one that you cheated on someone with. So maybe, you know, they have made amends. I do think that somebody who says to you, I'm a habitual cheater and my partner knows this, and I've met people who have said this to me, that's a different story. You probably don't want to get involved with them if you don't want them to cheat on you, because, you know, they've basically told you to your face, this is who I am and this is what you can expect, and love me or leave me, pretty much. And, you know, in that situation, you're the one who has to make the decision, but you are making the decision to be with a cheater and to also know that they will cheat. And there's a difference. An open relationship when you're with other people is very different than cheating, because you're honest with your partner and you've let them know that, you know, you are not the type of person for monogamy. And I've had this discussion with myself on numerous podcasts about monogamy, and it doesn't work for everyone. So if you can be aware of this situation and, you know, go from there, that's one thing. But to not ever tell somebody about that situation, that's a whole other can of worms. And, you know, and if someone says that they're a cheater and they don't know, they're not saying that they're going to do it, but they're saying they don't know if they can or can't give it up, you definitely want to be cautious of that situation as well, because they're not saying that they can't do it. But maybe, you know, this gives you some sort of free range and you work it out in your relationship. Me personally, I don't think I would date the cheater right now, because I am more of a monogamous lifestyle girl, at least when it comes to the most sexual openness I can afford to somebody. And I don't find it wrong. I actually kind of wish I was a little bit more able to be polyamorous, because I do think there's a lot of advantage to learning from different partners throughout your life. And I don't necessarily think I'll only be with one partner my whole life, even if I am with my partner my entire life. But I don't think it will be we'll share each other very often situation. That's just my thing. What's yours? Email me through jamiewaxman.com or playgirltv.com. And oh, it's a good time to remind you to check out playgirltv.com for all your oral visual. Because I was going to say audio visual needs, but kind of like oral visual needs, just like I liked the hottest. Now, interesting article in the May issue of Playgirl, the magazine I write the sex ed column for. Manhunt, one woman's search for a real man in his natural habitat. And this is interesting because where do you go to meet men? If you live in a city, it's obviously much easier than if you live in a suburb. Or maybe it's not. Maybe I'm just being biased because I live in a city and I know that there's a lot of stuff to do. There's always something going on. But where do you go to meet a man? This one reporter and one of the editors at Playgirl magazine, Colleen Kane, went on a couple of outings to meet a guy. She first went to a laundry night, the 24-hour laundromat with her roommate. And I guess there she was looking for a guy. And, you know, actually, not a bad place to look for a man, a laundromat, because, A, if you meet a guy there, they're doing their own laundry, which is a good thing, which means that they are responsible enough to look after their own clothes. And, you know, if they're doing their own laundry, then maybe eventually down the road, they'll do your laundry too. Hey, you know, my partner and I switch off every week, and he does laundry one week and I do it the next. So it's nice. It's only twice a month or a little less than that because we get lazy. But that's good, because I think a place like a laundromat's a great place to meet a man who's responsible for his own life and isn't looking necessarily for someone to care for him in that motherly sort of way, if that's not your thing. Another place to possibly go is an art museum If you happen to have an art museum in your area, nice place to meet an educated man, or maybe just a guy who thinks he's going to meet a rich, educated woman. But art's interesting because it's something that you can talk about together. It brings you together. And there's usually very attractive people at art openings. And my pussy is sitting next to me and letting me pet him. And that's so cute because I'm talking in a high voice now. Because he so often hisses at me lately because I like to pick him up and force love him. Too much information. We digress. Let's go back to the Playgirl May issue. Where else? The supermarket, another place to meet men. Again, for me, this goes on the same lines as the laundromat. If a guy is shopping for his own food, odds are he knows how to cook something. He's not taking out every night. He's responsible. He can cook you a meal every once in a while. This is a catch. Of course, he may be shopping to bring home to his mother that he lives with, but still, he's shopping for food. And this is a big plus, and it may mean that he's going to be a big help around the house in some way. Not so bad. And then a bookstore. Not another bad place to meet a person, because not another bad place. How many negatives can I put in one sentence? Good place to meet somebody because that means they're interested in something. They have a hobby. They like to read, perhaps, or maybe they're just there looking for other people who like to read to them. But still, this could be something kinky over time. Bookstore is not a bad place. Where else do you go to meet men? Well, the gym, I think, is a great place, although, you know, a lot of gyms, a lot of the men aren't interested in women, but that's okay too. If you're a guy listening to this podcast, I think, well, that's a stereotype, I know, but I find that more single men spend more time at the gym when they're gay. And yes, I'm totally stereotyping there. And you can call me on it. What do you think? You know, I like more interaction in my podcast because I'm talking to myself. I'm trying to talk to the cat who has now walked away from me because he's been over pet, which is, like I said, an issue in our lives. But yeah, Where do you go to meet guys? Ooh, I have to do this. I have to read you something from a book. It has nothing to do with meeting men, but it just reminded me so much of something extremely funny. And we were talking about my cat. But okay, I'll end with this thing I want to read you, because now I'm just like all over the place. But yeah, where else can you go to meet a man? You know, I've had this conversation a lot recently. I met my boyfriend at a party. I don't necessarily think parties are the best places to meet men. You know, I don't necessarily think a bar is either, because when alcohol's involved, then you never know what's going to happen the next day after the day that you do more than you wish you had done with the guy that you just met. But it's an option. Outside bookstores, I think also like groups are great. If you go to a meeting group or an activities group, that's a great place. I just said no alcohol, but maybe a wine tasting, because I don't think, well, that's a lie. I was going to say, I don't think that many people are there to get drunk, but really they are. Okay. I'm going to think about this. Other places to meet men, or I guess really women, because you can do the same if you're a guy going to these places or whatever you prefer to meet. But, there are lots of places. I think even taking a class is a good way to meet somebody. Pottery. I think that's very sexy if you meet a guy in pottery. That's a pretty sexy thing. But, you know, I need to change the subject because I'm thinking too hard and I'm done thinking for the day. Although not really. Do you ever stop thinking? The brain is the most powerful sex organ. Don't forget that. I got this book the other day because I just can't stop laughing, and I think I'm going to read one every to close the show for a while. It's called Sex Kittens, Single Cats Seeking Same, and it is just probably the funniest book you'll ever read. And, you know, I want to find a cute one, but I think I'm just going to read the first one I open to, and here it is. Now, I didn't know all the terms like Tom is a male cat and Queen is a female cat, but I'm learning this, and purebred and crossbred and then altered or whole, kind of if the cat has been, you know, spayed or neutered. So a mystery wrapped in an enigma, then hidden in a bag. And this is a cat hidden in a bag, keep in mind. What I'm looking for. I'm a purebred altered queen looking for a self-assured, inquisitive purebred cat Ooh, bisexual, that means. Who knows what he wants? Oh, well, no, I didn't. I lied. It's not bisexual. Cat is, I guess, crossbred, altered Tom. So a purebred or a crossbred altered Tomcat who knows what he wants and pursues it. I'm not an easy catch. My Tom needs to try hard to keep my interest and be able to deliver on his promises. At the same time, you should know when a hiss means a hiss and back off. Why you want to get to know me? I'm attractive but very shy. I need a lot of loving to be coaxed out of my shell. But if you get past that, I can be a tiger. I love silent strolls in the night after everyone is asleep. What I'm reading, listening to, or watching on TV, Lost, reading Wuthering Heights, listening to, I might botch this one up, Astor Piazzolla. I love to tango, but only when no one's watching, of course. A secret most others don't know about me. I ate the neighbor's canary that escaped last summer. I'm most neurotic about keeping my white hair clean. My motto, a girl should never share all of her secrets. Meow. So that's from Sex Kittens, and I'm Jamie Waxman. This has been a cornucopia of things about things on Playgirl Sex Pod. What do you want to hear? You can always email me through playgirltv.com or through Jamie, J-A-M-Y-E, Waxman.com. And until next time, come again and again and meow again.